Don't spend another holiday season pretending to hear what others are saying. Hi, I'm Dr. Darrow from Intermountain Audiology, offering you 2 free months of treatment. If you want to be part of the conversation, maintain your independence, and avoid memory loss, take your first steps towards medically treating your hearing loss and visit intermountainaudiology.com or call 435-612-1023 and mention radio for your 2 free months of treatment.
Is this your house? Or is this your house? If you need less of this and more of this, then you need to see the Peaceful Mind Specialist at Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas. Enhance your calm with a little help of your very own Bullfrog Spa. Bullfrog Spas are manufactured right here in Utah and offer a revolutionary hot tub experience that's inexpensive to run and easy to care for. Plus, you can customize your hot tub with Bullfrog Spa's exclusive interchangeable jetpack system. It gets even better because the Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, they have a private testing room. You can get the swimsuits on to try out a Bullfrog Spa and choose your own therapeutic massage. So it's your choice. A peaceful mind, peaceful body, and peaceful home at Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, 1333 East Red Hills Parkway. Oh, yeah.
Common sense supposed to be common? The struggle is real, my friends. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Hello, I'm Elke de Klerk from the Netherlands, and I want to state that we do not have a medical pandemic or epidemic. We also state that COVID-19 should not be on list A for any longer, because we now know that it is a normal flu virus, and the normal flu virus isn't on list A. So we are also starting a lawsuit to the state of the Netherlands to bring this in with a large group of doctors and a really large group of nurses also, because we have contact with 87,000 nurses that do not want the vaccine that is being prepared for us. I want to state, if there is no pandemic, I am wondering why our kids are in schools with masks. There's absolute constitutional rights and they cannot be infringed or inflicted for any medical reason. There's no reason for panic. Also in the medical practice, there's no reason for panic. The panic is created by these false positive PCR tests. 89% until 94% of those PCR tests are false positive. They don't test for the COVID-19, and also the rest is false negative. So we have to look at clinics. We have to start looking at clinic. Medical doctors have to stop looking at those tests. That's very important. Let's go back to the clinics and to the facts.
Hi there. It's always fun when you can hear doctors from around the world. So we had the frontline doctors, right, go all the way to the Capitol.
Yeah.
And then this was Netherlands, and it was an entire table full of top doctors. This isn't, you know, like somebody that got a degree online, okay?
Yeah.
Top doctors.
I imagine in the Netherlands there are people there that actually call them medical experts.
I'm so medical expert fatigued. Anyway, but I just want you to know there's so much more than that today on today's show. Can we just tell you? It's doctors are starting to come out of the woodwork. Because, you know, 10 months in now, they're finally realizing, you know, I was looking back, I'm doing a video on the vaccine, and I was looking back at, when we were starting to gear up for all of the trials and they already had the patents. They already had those. And it just was just this big Christmas miracle that COVID-19 came, because they already had them. And Sarah Gilbert, who works for Bill Gates, started that in the end of January, beginning of February, when it was such a mystery. See, what's really this, and the reason I say this is because mystery so much so that they already knew what vaccine to use.
That's how much of a mystery it was.
But weren't they still looking into their crystal ball about the future deaths?
Yes, in fact, they were. But here's the deal, though. See, when I contacted the school board and sent them some really nice letters of concern for their for them having no spine, no backbone, and no care for these kids, they told me it was still such a mystery that they had to count on whatever Governor Herbert said. They were just waiting with bated breath, the school board, the school board, Larry Bergeson and the school board. They were just waiting for the mystery to be unveiled. Well, let me tell you, the vaccine makers didn't think it was such a mystery. I mean, you got to know a lot about something even before all those autopsies start rolling in, right? Oh, yeah, that's right. They told them not to do autopsies. Anyway, so they had the vaccine without even autopsies on COVID-19. I mean, it was in the hopper. And it's such a mystery. So your school board still thinks it's a mystery, by the way. That's how they operate. No spine. I don't think I've ever met such horrendous people. I'm not joking. I'm just horrified at people that regurgitate all of this without thinking. So Saturday night, Fiddler Fun Center, they are showing the movie Non-Essential. And actually, it's kind of a reboot. There's more in it. And also Morgan Philpott, who came on the show yesterday, attorney that is suing the governor. He will be there to talk. And same with Joel Skousen, who comes on our show. So they'll both be up there at 5 o'clock, Fiddler Fun Center, Cedar City, Saturday night. The show starts at 6. And they'll be speaking right before that. Did you see the Rockefeller tree?
Pretty tree. One of the prettiest trees I've ever seen in my life.
Who picked that out? Oh, my gosh.
Well, I think Biden got to pick that as the president-elect.
The office of the president-elect. Oh, my gosh. That is one horrific-looking tree. I mean, it looked like it had been drug underwater and then drug through the country. And what did they transport it from Asia? I mean, what in the heck happened? It's like a Charlie Brown tree.
I don't anyway. Know. So many weird things are, you right. know, I don't know if you heard about yeah. it, but yesterday at a credit union, there was an incident.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah. A customer walked in. Of course, they all have masks on.
Of course.
And he walks up to the teller and hands a note over to the teller. And two other tellers saw that and triggered the silent alarm, figuring it was it. He handed her a note. Must be a robbery.
Right. What was it?
He was on the phone with somebody trying to scam him, and he was asking the bank for help to trap the scammer on the phone.
Are you serious?
But two police vehicles showed up.
Are you sure not 10? Usually it takes 10.
Yeah, it was only two.
Okay.
But it was just a credit union.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Wow.
Well, wow is right. So I just wanted to let, trigger happy. I just wanted to let you guys know, Governor Herbert, who wants to take Thanksgiving away, but I think he got some blowback from people. So he said, we're not going to come to your home and arrest you, but we're telling you to go by the guidelines, the CDC guidelines. Yeah. And so that was his stance for Thanksgiving.
So I'm telling you. But I have no legal way to enforce it.
So I'm acknowledging that. And so if you guys could just obey, that would be so cool.
He has to be really stupid.
It's just obey. Just obey, okay? Because if you don't obey, what am I going to do to prove that I have all this might? I must have you listen to me. And so it's a definite problem. And I have to read this to you. This was so funny. Tom Woods put this out. And this is a woman. Honestly, this is Australia. This woman tweets out, hey, something police news, you know, for the sake. So she tweets them, for the sake of my stupid husband, who's doing a Karen from Brighton moan. Can you please broadcast very specific information about walking the dog? So South Australia Police responds to her and says, hi, Andrea. You cannot leave the house to walk the dog or to exercise. So she kindly tweets right back, thanks for replying with hand claps. It's what I've been trying to tell him. Oh, and good work. Stay safe, too. She was actually thanking him for telling her you can't walk your dog or exercise or leave your house to do those things. Wow. This is how bad it is. You know, a few years ago, I wrote a message on Facebook, a post, and I said, there are people in this world that if you shackled their hands and feet together and started to remove them from a room, they would be thankful that you kept them safe from their hands and feet. That is that. There are so many people. I was looking at his announcement and all the comments, and it was either screw you or you can take this and shove it, or it was now we'll be safe. I wish you would have done this a long time ago, but now we'll be safe from harm. So it was wild.
Well, I wished I'd have listened earlier on instead of to you, because I've had COVID 22 times now since.
Have you? That's a lot of times.
Yeah. But I survived.
Well, that's a lot of times. Okay. By the way, Santa Clara said no to an assisted living center.
Yeah, they did. There was a development being proposed for a two-story,
right,
50-room or 50-accommodation living units for senior citizens,
mm-hmm,
and a 20-bed memory care unit, a very, very, actually a very typical, mm-hmm, senior living, assisted living facility.
We're going to see a lot more of those pop up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But they were trying to build it in the middle of the floodplain.
Kind of a problem.
Yeah, so the city decided not, mm-hmm, to rezone the floodplain, yeah, from river to assisted living.
Great designation. Thank you. So there's that. We're going to see a lot more of that. I don't know if you've noticed all the low-income housing.
Tons of it.
And it's going in so quietly.
Yeah.
Washington City, St. George, all over the place. And I mean, it is going up. And you're going to probably think, oh my gosh, how do they get all these people to fill these units?
Well, they're free.
I was just going to say that, you dork. Yes. of course, because you get assistance from us. And they're going up in droves and droves. I mean, housing of the future.
Well,
the
developers finally found out, yeah, that we can get the taxpayers to pay everybody's rent.
Oh, my gosh. What happens when we don't have any worker bees anymore? Oh, yeah, that's right. That's the end of the road.
Well, they will also, mm-hmm, not only will they get an apartment, mm-hmm, to live in, but they also get a free training program at McDonald's. So
it's awesome.
Why in the world would you build low-income housing in an area that has very little substantial employment opportunities?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've thought of that. When I traveled down to Phoenix a few years ago, I noticed there was so much housing in these little boxes all the way up to the sky. I mean, it was insane. And I thought, my gosh, they're going overboard. This was 2 years ago. And I remember I came back on the show and talked about it. It was just absurd how many they were doing. And have you noticed the explosion, guys? It's an explosion of housing. It's not just a development.
No, no.
It's
an explosion.
All over, yeah. I'm sorry. Be right back. I know, my brain. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
The devil cheated me, took me for a ride. Packed me in his limousine, drove me to the other side.
devil cheated me. What a hell of a ride.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show at your service. If you are having a hard time hearing, if you're turning up the dial, you know what to do. Go to Intermountain Audiology. This group of people know what they're doing. They have so much experience, and they also have Dr. Darrow, PhD, is the only MIT Harvard-trained neuroscientist in America practicing. Let me just tell you, what they're doing over there is amazing. You can get 2 free months of treatment, and all you have to do is mention my name. That's it. Mention my name. And they're only doing it for this show. So make sure you go over, say my name, get your 2 months of treatment, give yourself the greatest gift of all. And that will be to hear your loved ones and more clearly. And you'll know exactly what they're saying, even when they're talking about you. Huh? You'll be able to hear it. You'll be able to hear it.
Well, then there's a nice part, too.
What's up?
If you don't want to hear what they're saying about you, you can turn them off.
That's true. Yeah. That is very true. Because I remember when my dad got him, and he could hear. And it was a total difference. I think people that get them too, I know just from experience of people in my own life that have had them, they say, they just wish they would have got them sooner.
Everybody says it, yeah.
Please go to Intermountain Audiology. You can go to intermountainaudiology.com. I highly recommend these folks. They're so good. They know what they're doing. I really like them. They're honest.
Well, they just don't slap a set of hearing aids on it. It's a treatment program.
Right, right.
And it's amazing.
Yes, it is. And this is why their treatment is just, people rave about it. That's why. Intermountain Audiology.
Dixie State University, Kate.
Oh, jeez. Dixie State.
Has it's come up with a plan.
Yes. What are they doing?
To mitigate the spread of COVID-19 while still permitting fans to attend one of the school's premier athletic offerings, Division I basketball.
They
can only accommodate, there's only 5,000 seats at Burns Arena. But they're only going to be able to accommodate a small part of that capacity. So the list of people who will be able to get in is limited.
Oh, you have to be on a list to go.
So first on the list are those people willing to spend however much it takes to buy season tickets.
Well, you got to make the season ticket holders happy.
Then there's the Trailblazer Club members.
They also cough up
money.
Well, I mean, you got to make them happy. You got to have them at least go, because if they can't go, COVID or no COVID, you're in trouble. Okay.
The players, families, and guests, including the visiting team, which I think is fair, as long as the visiting team lets the families go on the other end. And, of course, DSU students.
Oh, well, who's left out?
Everybody. Except those people.
Okay.
That totals about 1,000 people, they say.
I thought we were dying of COVID from a plague and stuff.
You can afford season tickets.
Does that shore up your immunity to COVID?
Of course. You put the ticket over your nose.
Good to know. Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's okay.
How do you know when you're being lied to 101? Let me count the ways. Number one, you drive by the hospital. You see that it's not full of COVID. Number two, certain people get to do certain things and the plague doesn't go after them. But if then you're doing other things, the plague goes after you. Okay. I just had to get it right. Okay. Jeez. How did you guys feel about the governor telling you that you could, that he's not going to issue a health order that he has no authority to do, but Thanksgiving guidelines are coming, and they will be telling you what you can do or what you can't. What does everybody think about this? They call them common sense guidelines. I think we should come up with a new name for them.
Really?
Yeah.
My biggest problem is it's getting very close to Thanksgiving, and I haven't heard all the plans yet. And they better hurry up.
They better hurry.
Because I have to have time to plan around their plans.
Jeez Louise. You got to be a special kind of dumb to do this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I know, you know, people will ask me off the air, but Kate, 4,000 cases. I'm like, and are they sick?
Okay.
No.
How many
are
sick?
Yeah, that's right. They're not sick. So there's that.
Well, there are a ton of doctors all over the world now admitting that the positive tests mm-hmm. are false, too.
I know. That's so true.
Yeah. That I mean, is they're so just true. False.
Yeah. In fact, I do want to play that clip in the next hour. The Canada doctor
oh,
is
boy.
Very, very
amazing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I just want to know how you guys, what your guys' take on all this is. As we roll into Thanksgiving, I'm all the states are doing the same thing. And I love it when they all go arm in arm, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Because that shows they're right.
I know. And you know what? So we have a lot going on with that. And I also want to talk about the election a little bit, too, because there's news on that as well. But I'll take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I wish somebody would stand outside their house or watch, because I can bet you anything that Herbert and Cox, all of them are going to have great big family gatherings.
Yeah.
Just like the one that met at the laundry restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's fine when they get to... have their family mm-hmm. all around them, but
you know, it's,
so yeah, it's yeah. very frustrating their hypocrisy.
Oh, I know. You know, it was interesting. I know somebody that's friends with Spencer Cox's kids, our new governor, and they were putting up Biden signs on Instagram and pro Biden. And you know, when people say they're a Republican, and then they do this kind of stuff, or they say they're a conservative, there's just nothing more unnerving. To watch you just get stabbed in the back, like it's so out of control right now. It's a,
yeah, and our mayor and everybody else, they're just all
yeah,
not real.
I know. Thank you. I know it is. It's tough.
But you know, in all fairness, uh-huh. these political elites mm-hmm. have the ability to do something that the average person can't do.
What's that?
Apologize when they do stuff like that.
Yeah.
They get
yeah.
to apologize.
Right.
I mean, Newsom was right out there immediately with his apology. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done it.
Oh, did I show up with a mask, without a mask again? And this time I got caught?
Yeah,
oh,
I'm
sorry.
Really sorry.
Yeah, I didn't quarantine for 14 days. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they love that apology
I
thing.
I know. It's the apology, or in the election, it's errors. It's always an error.
Yeah.
It's always a
hey, mistakes
yeah,
happen.
A total bookkeeping thing. I didn't change votes. It was bookkeeping. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about Herbert's statement.
Sure.
First of all, if you don't realize that we're being psychologically manipulated, or they're trying to constantly, you don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So those in the audience that really know what's going on can see this stuff.
Right.
What Herbert's statement, implicit in the statement, is that I can arrest you.
Mm.
They're kind of gradually, systematically... teaching us to accept dictatorship.
But
let me give one example of psychological mm-hmm. manipulation. So they started out with the vaccines are coming. They originally said we're going to make them available. That was the term
right,
they used months
right.
ago. And then it changed to distribute.
The governor knows about that, by the way. Available Jones.
You know what? Last night mm-hmm. In the news, they reported on the Fox Salt Lake City station, the head of the health department, you know, that tyrannical bureaucrat, mm-hmm. said we are going to give everybody mm-hmm. the vaccines by June.
Mm.
So you're going to take them. So they're gradually cranking it up to tell you it's, you know, there's two worlds out there. There's half the population approximately say they don't want to take them. And the establishment, the politicians, the media all say, oh, it's a done deal. We're all going to take them. And you just can't wait for it. So, there, you know, there's going to be some mm-hmm. coercion coming, and we have to resist. And the only way I think we can resist is we have to fight now and
yeah.
start telling people it's all okay not to wear those masks. I was out of Walmart, and I had to go to Costco. Everybody has them on. There was one person out of 100, 200, 300 I saw. Everybody had a mask on at Walmart. They're gradually cranking it up to the point that we're not going to get out of it.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you for that. You're gonna love the clip I have from the Canada doctor.
Yep.
I mean, there's just so many people coming out now. It's kind of like election fraud, you know. It's all coming out. And at this point, if you don't care about the fraud, we have a huge problem. I mean, in America, the character of America is really at stake. And I'm not talking about the politicians. I'm talking about the people not caring whether it's fraud, because we've been so trained in party politics. Guys got to win. Doesn't matter how. And there was a great article, Intellectual Takeout, that said the mystery, what was the title? Because I have to read the title to you because it was so funny. Sleepy Campaign Strategy Mystery Solved. Now we finally know why Biden never campaigned. We finally realize, right? We finally understand that there's all this fraud. And Giuliani was at a press conference today. We're going to play some clips of that in Sidney Powell in the next hour. But he was at a press conference today and he was talking about all the fraud. And he cited the fact there's always been little fraud here and there, because you've got counties and cities that have always done the, you know, ballots in the trunk thing. But this was on such a large scale. This was so over the top. And so he was talking about that. And we'll play that clip in the next hour. But and the Canada doctor, too, really hitting a home run. And you sent me this clip, Uncle Milty. I'm really appreciative of this, because this guy nails it. He is a very credentialed guy up in Canada. Mm-hmm. And he just gives him the 1-2. It is very, very interesting. So we'll talk about that. I'll talk more about Snow Canyon and that whole disaster with the athletes tomorrow on tomorrow's show.
Although they did play last night.
And they have the championship coming up too.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want you guys to know, we'll be talking a little bit more about that, because I actually messaged the health department and they wrote me back. It was very, very interesting, the response.
I'll bet.
I always like wordplay. It's like a fun game where you go, well, what does that word mean? And they go, well, it means this now. We changed it. Oh, okay. Because I thought you meant, so the words always are constantly interchanged.
Right.
And you just keep changing the meaning.
Well, that's called newspeak.
Yeah. What's a guideline versus a mandate versus a supplement versus a replacement versus a law? It's like this whole, like, I don't know, ball of yarn that everybody has to unwind. That's how this feels. And so as everybody points fingers to everybody else, it gets interesting.
Over the weekend, everyone needs to read 1984 and Brave New World. All you have to do is read those two books and you'll know exactly where you are today.
There's no mystery. You know, and I've said this before on the show, but I do find it just astounding that those that are seeking out truth, that are honestly asking for truth, all get led into the same perpetrators, the same direction, and the same evidence. Why is that? Could it be because it's truth? I don't know. I'm just going to say yes. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
Welcome back to you. I've got Uncle Milty here. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
And make sure you get over to Tropical. If you get that order in, you're going to get that Bullfrog hot tub, and they'll deliver it to your home. And I'm telling you what, it's the best thing ever. And it's so easy to operate and easy to do, and it just gives us so much family time. I swear to you, it's been the best thing we've done. And my boys love it. My husband loves it. We just love it. And there's just so many good things about it being therapeutic. And it's just the jets are just amazing. And I get a lot of like, I must be kind of hunched over a computer a lot because I get a lot of back pain, neck pain. And there's a neck jet that I love and it goes right on my neck. And it's just awesome, right on top of my shoulders. Sometimes you just need that. So get over to Tropical. They're just so good. They have a great staff, 40 years, over 40 years experience, just a great reputation. You'll love these guys. Tropical Fiberglass Pool. They're just great. All right. So you know what? We'll take a caller. Okay. Why not? And
can't dance.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, hi, Dolly.
Hi.
Kate and Uncle Milty.
Hi.
I just needed my boost of upbeat positive and
sure.
And appreciate your show, both
Thank
of you,
you
a lot. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, Trump really broke open Washington, both
mm-hmm.
the Democrats and the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was thinking if it wasn't for Trump, we wouldn't know what the deep state and the media mm-hmm. and the socialists,
right.
Progressives, you know, communists were doing for the last 40 years. We wouldn't know it. He's broke them open. They had to reveal their hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
And show it to us.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know,
interesting.
He really, I don't know how long this would have went on and we never would have known if it was President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I wish there's some way I could put his face on Mount Rushmore.
Well, thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you can. Get a chisel and a hammer and head on up.
Oh, man. You know, I was thinking about the Senate race. There was an article, and there have been some GOPers that came out and said, oh, we just need to just move on from this whole election thing. Let's just support Biden. And it's really interesting that you can see who's in the pocket, right?
Oh,
clearly,
yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
And you've got Romney, and you've got the guy from Florida. What's his name? Marco. And you've got Lisa, and you've got Susan,
mm-hmm.
and you've got all these gems, right? And and they're all coming out, oh, we need unity. Can we just call out the fraud anymore? And so I was thinking about the Senate race because that whole conversation came about because they said, we just need to concentrate on Georgia.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Georgia.
Georgia.
And I was thinking, you know, I know everybody thinks, you know, right now we're at 50 to 48, right?
Hmm.
And we might have the majority of what we call conservatism in the Senate. And I say that so loosely with an eye roll. But guess what, folks? Just because you have 50 Republicans does not mean they're going to stand for values or anything because so many of them are traitors. So many of them are just liberals without the title. So what is it? What does it even matter anymore?
It doesn't for this reason. If you have 51 conservatives and 49 liberals,
mm-hmm.
they can make the vote anything they want, anytime they want, just by making one guy a bad guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tie it and let the vice president
yeah.
make the split.
Yeah.
One guy has to, and you've got Murkowski,
right.
Romney, any of those people at any time are willing to be the traitor.
They'll never vote on the conservative side, so why put them in a column that says they're Republican?
Right.
Why? I mean, we've lost that. We've lost that because there's so many people in there that are communism lovers. They cannot wait to actually transform this country into a bastion of communism.
You know, we talk about education a lot and what goes on in government and how many people are ignorant of
mm-hmm.
how our government works. There are some ways you can learn that stuff that are a little bit more entertaining,
mm-hmm.
but yet very realistic. In 1959, Alan Drury wrote a novel, fictional political novel, called mm-hmm. Advise and Consent.
Okay.
And what it's about is a controversial confirmation hearing of a new Secretary of State.
Okay.
And the political shenanigans that go on in the Senate.
What year was this?
1959.
Okay.
And so what was going on was the nominee, a man named Robert Leffingwell, who was played by Henry Fonda, they were trying to tie him to the Communist
mm-hmm.
Party.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, in this, it was eventually made into a movie in 1962. But the thing about this book is you really get to see the dirty dealings, even back in 1959, that these people are willing to do to get their way.
Ooh.
And it's frightening.
Yeah, so you can only think, ratchet it up to 2020,
that's
the year
right.
2020, how
they,
bad it is.
If they weren't men of honor in 1959, God knows what they are today.
Oh my gosh. When I think about that document, Northwoods, and the chiefs of staff brought that to Kennedy, and it had all these plans that said they were going to. How do we get a war with Cuba without telling everybody we're the instigator? Because we have to sell it to the American people and market it. How can we do that? Can we shoot down a plane of innocent people and then blame it on Cuba, or can we sink a ship and then blame it on Cuba of our own people? Can we do that? I mean, they had a sniper idea in Washington D.C., a sniper at large. I mean, you name it. Think about that was 60 years ago. This was like. Right?
And it took a debate. Like, yeah or no?
Yeah. No? Like, should we? And Kennedy said no to that. I can't even imagine where they're at now.
Yeah, they wouldn't be saying no.
Yeah. So when people say to me, I'm a conspiracy theorist, you know, it just cracks me up to no end. Because I think we should have a new term called awake-ish. Awake-ish. And I think awake-ish should mean that before you say something at a party that you know is true, obviously and blatantly true, you go, well, I don't believe in those crazy conspiracy theories, but did you hear about this? Because they know it's true.
Yeah.
And when I'm talking about government, all the way back, what I've studied, what I've learned, it's some of the sickest psychopaths in government that we've ever seen.
Yeah.
And so that's why you wonder about my distaste and distrust for government. And when people come to me, like I just had this guy message me, I really, you know, that vaccine looks okay. What's the problem? I'm thinking, are you a complete moron? Like, have you not listened to anything we've said?
Yeah.
We've outed the truth on the show people. They don't. They just trust.
Tell me that when you realize how much more expensive your haircuts are when they have to go around your horns.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you guys. You know what's funny, too? I have to say this because who did we have on the show? My brain is so slow today. Who do we have on the show? Oh, Lisa. Kim Coleman. We had her on the show and she was talking about how the House was more willing to stop Governor Herbert, but they couldn't get the state senators.
Yeah.
What is it about the senators? Because we have such a problem in our Senate. We have such a problem in our state Senate. And it seems to me that it's worse than the House across the board. Because when I'm looking at other states, these are the problems we actually have more of are with the senators and the lies and the crap than we do even the House. And I thought the House was terrible.
Yeah, see, I don't find that surprising at all.
Why?
Because the senators are far more elite than the House members.
Well, they tell
far
themselves
more,
that. Yeah. Yeah. So I just an observation. And she was observing the same thing. Right now, you could get the House members that actually, you know, would vote to stop Herbert, but not all of them. And what's sad is I think they only need 38. They only needed 38.
Yeah,
that's pretty sad. So I have a problem with that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
About the senators, with regards to that.
Hmm.
I wanted just to talk to you about the definition of what a senator was supposed to be.
Yeah, please.
And if we remember that from the Constitution, they wrote about it's supposed to be the most moral man within the legislature of the state.
Well, they nailed that, didn't they? We send our best of our best.
Exactly.
Oh,
that's the problem.
The most moral man.
The most moral.
See, and here I thought
you only get two.
Yeah, I thought it was all based on
Remember that.
Yeah.
Before the 16th Amendment, we didn't vote for senators.
They
came from our legislature, from our state legislature.
Right, which was supposed to come from an informed public. So as at least, you know, as you went up the chain, you were supposed to develop into maybe somebody that, I don't know, had character and a backbone. Yeah. Interesting.
Exactly.
Thanks. Appreciate
kind
that.
Kind of an interesting take there.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, it's worked out real good, kind of, now, though, that we base it on gender and skin color.
Personally, black women do so much better than white women.
Yeah.
And women do better than men.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't know this, you're behind the times.
Way behind.
Yeah, because...
Way behind the times.
My gosh. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, I love that last caller came in and beat me to the punch.
Ah,
I teach that when I teach my middle schoolers.
I love that.
Lord Baltimore set up the government in Maryland, and he was the one that pioneered not just horizontal checks and balances, but also vertical checks and balances. Mm. And so in Maryland, when he first set up the government, the senators of the state were appointed by the counties.
Wow.
And so they had the best interest of the state in mind and were accountable to every county.
Hmm.
Imagine if we could have state senators who weren't popular election. I look at our state legislature and I think, what's the difference between a senator and a representative? Because a representative should be representative of the people and senators should be representative of the state. But we elect them the same way.
Yes, we do.
Here in the state of Utah.
Yes, we do.
So... we could get back those vertical checks and balances where they were appointed and or elected by our state counties, then they would be have to be accountable. They would have their votes would have to be representative of the various counties in Utah.
I so agree. Can you tell me any events coming up? Do you have any events?
We did have Robert Barnes. We have Robert Barnes scheduled to come on Saturday. But he just called us and said that President Trump called him and asked if he would fly to Georgia and ask with and work on some of the voter fraud there.
Wow.
So I was about ready to send out a recall on that.
Okay.
But I am trying to get a high profile speaker to come in his place, so I don't want to say don't come yet.
Keep us updated tomorrow and call in on the air if you have that change. But wow. So your guest for Citizens for Constitutional Government is flying to Georgia at the request of Trump.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Good. Good,
so
good, good.
Yay and boo.
Yes, it's been an interesting one. Hey, thank you for that. Really appreciate the lesson, too. I'm all ears. Trust me. This is, boy, it's gay. Educating. It's a tough gig.
Wow.
Tough gig. Okay, we're going to come right back. I'm going to play the Canada doctor. You got to hear him. we've got, really and truly, some more information has come out from different groups around the world that we have as well. I also want to play Sidney Powell talking about lawsuit, because the big question is, where is the lawsuit? Why hasn't it not been filed yet? And I talked to John Rappaport this morning, and we were talking about this very thing, and he said, you know, it's kind of odd that it hasn't been filed. Why? We're up against the clock here. So I said, is she waiting for the states? I don't know.
You know, the thing about the senators, everything that's bad right now in our country goes back to either by amendment to the Constitution or just by ignoring the Constitution. Mm-hmm. We've discarded the Constitution.
Yep. It's true.
We need to just go back to the original document.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You got 30 seconds.
Sweet. Thank you. I think the way we take our country back is taking our kids back.
Mm.
And just, you may already know about this, but on Amazon Prime, just for now, they have what is called the Foundations of Freedom. And it's with David Barton.
Okay.
And they're 25-minute sections. It's phenomenal.
Foundations of Freedom. Okay.
Civil liberties.
Awesome.
Constitution.
Thank you.
People need to educate themselves.
Okay.
It's free. 25 minutes.
Awesome. Foundations of Freedom. David Barton. Look that up. All right. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.